During this period of time, obviously the community, the Jewish community in Newport, was beginning to decrease. People were going to London, the odd one to Israel, the odd one to Bournemouth, and so on and so forth. And we had a most wonderful minister there called Abraham Snaddo. And he did everything. My father thought he was lazy, even though he did everything. And he thought he was lazy because when it came to my bar mitzvah, I was quite capable of doing a lot more for my bar mitzvah. But Snaddo said, that's enough, you know, that's enough. He can do this or that or whatever, and that's it. Anyway, the other interesting thing about those formative years, because of my musical background, I had a very keen ear for music. I would pick things up just very quickly. And now, you know, in my dotage, my ear is even keener. It's amazing how it works, but it is very keen. I run a choir in Leeds at the moment, a men's choir in the synagogue. And I can hear when, you know, there's 15, 16 people there. I can hear when anybody's not doing what they should do. But during those formative years, we were regular attenders at the synagogue on Queen's Hill Crescent. And I learned many of the prayers. I learned Snaddo was a wonderful, not a lyrical tenor. He was more of a baritone bass, but he knew all the different tunes. And you may not be aware, but at different, for a Shabbat, for example, there are certain tunes. For the High Holy Days, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, there are completely different tunes for the same, essentially the same prayers. And for the other festivals, Passover, the Feast of Weeks, and Sukkot, there's again a different set of tunes. And these all kind of lodged in my brain and have stayed there forever, just stayed there forever. So when I go to a synagogue somewhere else, I know what the right thing is to sing. And, you know, I tell them afterwards, well, why did you sing that particular, because that's not the traditional thing. And they're quite taken aback, because they actually don't know that they're not doing the correct way of singing it. I mean, it's bullshit, really, but, you know, as long as the words are correct, it doesn't really matter. But I was a regular attender, and by the time I was 10 or 11, I was actually taking some of the services, even though I wasn't bar mitzvah. Anyway, following my bar mitzvah, I used to help with the services and everything else.